The Bench.
The Bench.
On ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato.
O'clock, ESPN 97.5. John Adell now the rest of the way here. So, no Phillies have tested positive.
No. Now, the game is postponed, and there's still the incubation period to worry about. But right now, no Philadelphia Philly is positive for coronavirus. So, the fear of it spreading to another team, at least so far, not a thing.
Well, in football, I could see. In basketball, if 12 players and you just played that team. In baseball, you don't touch anybody.
Yeah, and even the major, well, not a major sport, but the major outbreak in the MLS, it was confined to two teams who had no contact with each other. They never played a game. Now, there was a couple teams who had an individual player test positive, and they actually practiced with their teammates, and it didn't spread to them either. So I don't know what they were doing in training for that to not happen. Yeah, but baseball would seem like the easiest one to nullify some of that stuff. And just because, and by the way, baseball, you can even add some measures. Wear a mask for every time you're at the ballpark.
Yeah. Stay away from each other in the dugout. It's not that hard.
And
it's really not that hard.
Speaking of distancing, the Steelers, you were talking about Stephon Tuitt earlier, the Steelers, as they get back to training camp, they're using three locker rooms to maintain distancing. They're using their locker room, the road team's locker room, and then the road college team's locker room because, you know, the Pitt Panthers play there as well. So they have four total locker rooms there. They're using three of them to try to keep as much space as possible.
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
Great idea. The Red Sox are doing that with their suites. I mean, keeping everybody, and then they're all high-fiving and rubbing on each other in the dugout.
Maybe they should stop that.
Yeah, I think they should stop rubbing on each other. I don't know. So, baseball, get it right. That's like, hey, commission, get it right.
Yeah, maybe you catch a break and no Phillies have it, so you only have one team out of commission for an extended amount of time. But strengthen your protocols.
Or do you tell them, tough toenails, bring up 12 new guys?
Well, you still have to wait a couple of days because you have to make sure no other Marlin tests positive. Because I know this started early last week, but if guys are testing positive now, who's to say they didn't spread it to someone else? So you probably have to quarantine that whole team for a week just to see who is clean, and then you can start bringing up guys. And then you can restart their season. If you're doing it the right way for Major League Baseball, the Marlins don't play another game probably until next Monday. So you isolate anyone who hasn't tested positive, and you hope it stops at the 19 or so people who have tested positive so far.
You hope.
Yeah.
An NCAA email obtained by Yahoo Sports issues a blanket waiver to allow all FBS schools to start on August 29th, known as Week Zero. The waiver was requested by Football Oversight Committee and will provide additional flexibility for schools navigating the season. Conferences received the notice Monday evening. Relief is provided on a one-time basis for the 2020 football season due to the impact of the COVID-19 pandemic.
What does relief mean?
I don't know.
Because, you know, now that you've said that and that gets more widespread, people are going to know what that waiver means. Does that mean you're going to get kids to sign a waiver? Unpaid workers to sign a waiver? For what? So I wonder what that waiver actually means.
I don't know. And what does relief mean?
Yeah.
So he says, Pete Thamel says, pessimism in college football has spiraled to fatalism. Time to face reality. No one is playing college football in the fall.
Yeah, he wrote that about maybe a week or so ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's July 13th. I don't believe that at all.
Neither do I.
No.
Considering workouts are still going on. Oklahoma, since he said that, Oklahoma moved up a game.
Yeah.
The theory is they moved it up just in case they have an issue after the game. That
they have 2 weeks.
They have a couple weeks. Or that game can just get canceled, just depending on what happens leading up to the game.
I'm kind. I, I, I was kind of PO'd at first. I'm like, hey, these smaller schools, you're going to kill them all if you don't play, if they don't get to play any Power 5 schools. But, you know, that's not the job of the bigger schools, is to keep the smaller schools alive. Although, if I'm, you know, Ohio or Miami of Ohio, I'm like, hey, Ohio State, a little help here. You know, we're a sister school in the state. You know, we could use some help with, you know, playing us. We could use that money. But I get the whole, hey, you don't have the money to keep everybody safe. We do. We're going to keep our guys safe, and we're not going to put them in harm's way by playing a school that can't afford testing. And they can't.
Yeah.
It is an expensive deal. They're talking about how much did the NFL said they were spending? $75 million? They're spending $75 million on testing in the NFL.
I think this whole thing is, people are so used to everyone doing the same thing. Like, this school plays because every school plays. I think, and that is shaking people with, well, the season shouldn't go on, because what if an outbreak happens? You know what? If an outbreak happens on a team, that team just going to get pushed to the side. And maybe their season gets canceled. But you know what? The other, depending on how big the conference is, let's use the Big 12, for example. Let's say, even if it's Texas, a big school like Texas, because of where we are as a state, and there's an outbreak that cancels games for them. I mean, it's a bad look because it's Texas, but I don't think the Big 12 is going to stop the season for the nine other teams. I don't. It would have to be multiple teams in conference. So I think when people see outbreaks like what's happening with the Marlins, you see baseball said, yeah, we're going to keep going. We'll cancel games for the people who could be affected by it. But, you know, the Astros and Mariners, what do they have to do with the Marlins and the Phillies? They're going to keep playing. So I think football will do that too.
That's what they're going to do. Hey, Pac-12 and Big Ten, you don't want to play a preseason schedule. You're just playing conference. That's fine.
That's fine.
But SEC still saying we're playing a full schedule.
You know what? We'll adapt. And if it becomes an issue where teams don't have the same type of numbers in terms of games, maybe we expand the playoff. But you can move things on the fly. And I think this whole thing is going to be a moving problem that you try to fix on the fly, kind of, as far as scheduling. So I don't think an outbreak here is going, or there, is going to affect the entire year. It would have to be this mass thing where no one can play football.
John Hyman says, Marlins may have a hard time filling out their 30-man active roster, considering their outbreak of positives. Currently trying to figure out how to make it work, since many candidates for call-up are currently not on the 40-man. Might have to consider playing with less than 30. You know what? You get rid of the 40-man. You make the Marlins a 60-man roster.
Yeah.
That's not that hard. It's really not that hard. They shouldn't play with less, because it's 40-man. Why is it 40-man roster? And during a pandemic, you can expand it.
Mattingly said this before it became a full-blown outbreak. I think when it was still at like four. Why are our rosters limited right now?
Right.
Why wouldn't you make it as many players available as possible to get through this season? Well, you talk about it because the owners are cheap.
Well, yeah, they don't want them. But 40 man is just you're hoarding players, right? These guys, all of them have to be on the 40-man roster because you don't want anybody else to touch them. Well, you expand it to 50 or 60, so other teams can't poach your guys this year, and then you go back to 40 next year. You go back to 40 after the season. This is not that hard. These people, they just make it so much more difficult than it has to be. And I'm sure that there's a reason. Well, Jerome Solomon says no preseason games may give the Texans a leg up.
How so?
Well, they're established a quarterback, right?
Yes.
For the most part, the only player that they've lost, I mean, I was listening to somebody talk about it this weekend. Said, well, all the wholesale losses of the Texans. What wholesale losses?
There's one guy who meant,
yeah,
he meant quite a bit. But
well, Jay Joe is gone. That was a starter, but and all the other guys have experience.
Yeah,
I mean, the defensive line is basically back intact. You're going to add Ross Blacklock.
Yeah, we can get into how talented the team is in itself. But as far as losses, Jay Joe. Okay, over the hill corner, who you're still depending on, which speaks to your roster as a whole.
Some crappy safeties.
Yeah. And DeAndre is the
DeAndre Hopkins.
Yeah.
I mean, otherwise, everybody's back. Now, you would like to get some reps for Randall Cobb and Cooks.
You'd like that offense to have a couple actual plays together against an opponent before you play the regular season.
At every level, you go right into your season.
Yeah, but we know the NFL. We have to do it this way because that's the way we do things.
I forgot. Yeah. So the only loss, really, I mean, so everybody else should be on, but it shouldn't be that hard for Randall Cobb or Brandon Cooks to learn the offense. And they've been around. They've been in different offices. It's just different terminologies. That's all. They get on the same page with Deshaun. It might take a little while. But for everybody else, David Johnson might take a little while. But he's a running back. You can go to another team and play that same day. You know, other teams have got new quarterbacks. I mean, it is let's face it. Rookie teams, Cincinnati is at a disadvantage not playing preseason games. Even Tampa, Tom Brady being with a new team, that certainly would help. But the Saints are at an advantage. The Texans are at an advantage. The Seahawks are at an advantage. Anybody with an established quarterback that's been there, where you don't. I mean, how much is the offense going to change because of Timmy Kelly? Not at all.
I don't assume very much, if any. So is he really just talking about how the Texans are established in more places than others, and that's why they're at an advantage? Because, I mean, week one, it won't be an advantage.
Well, one of the reasons Bill O'Brien provided for his willingness to move draft picks for established players this offseason was the likely effect of this. You know what? He has said it several times. Rookies are going to have a hard time this season. And they're not going to count. They're counting on Ross Blacklock, basically. Right?
Their highest rated draft
pick. Yeah, otherwise.
I wonder how difficult it'll be for him to do it. I mean, I don't know how complicated the Texans scheme is. Well, they do have a new defensive coordinator.
Yeah.
So was that an advantage or not?
No, it's never. But I don't know is Anthony Weaver going to change the defense that much? Probably not. I mean, he's probably just a different play caller is all.
Well, it'll be his first time play calling in any
That's not an advantage, obviously. And he's got to go right into the regular season as opposed to calling it.
Against the best offense of football.
Right. Now, he's been around. He knows. I mean, he's seen it. He's been there, done it. So, I mean, you just got to pull the trigger. Well, yeah, I mean, and Romeo said, now it's not suggestions anymore. It's you.
It's you. And if things don't go well.
You're making decisions now.
If things don't go well, people will be looking directly at you.
And, well, yes, well, they should.
Yeah.
I guess I could see where the Texans would have a bit of an advantage. They got all veteran players.
In some spots, they are, but they are entering the season with two rookie play callers who won't get any. Not that preseason is a determining factor of success, but I mean, if you are a coach and we know we want to be prepared, they probably would feel better going into Kansas City, have actually called plays in a competitive fashion before, and they're not going to have that. And as far as Anthony Weaver's concerned, he's going to have to battle Eric Bieniemy and Andy Reid, plus the Chiefs' actual players. Maybe it plays out as an advantage over the year. I don't necessarily think not having any time to get situated helps them in week one.
Right. Yeah. No. Well, not playing the Chiefs in week one
is rough either way.
Yes, right. I don't care if they had everybody back and playing the Chiefs in week one, you know what? That's just going to be a learning experience. 10-13, Eddie Vanderdoes is out. He's opted out.
Another player.
Yeah, another opt out.
I wonder how many.
That's the first Texan, though, isn't it? I haven't seen any of them.
I haven't seen any other Texan.
No. Yeah, he's out. That's fine. 10-13, ESPN 97.5, 713-780, 3776. You want to get him?
ESPN 97.5 is your home for sports talk. And now we're more talk with less commercials.
Are you serious?
Oh, it's true.
It's damn true.
Houston's only FM sports station. ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 975-7378-0-3776 if you want to get in. This is a ballsy move. Undrafted rookie Steven Guidry opting out. That's pretty ballsy if you want to know the truth.
Is he under the, if you opt out, you get your $120K thing? How does that work for an undrafted rookie?
Players who are not deemed high risk receive a $150,000 stipend that is treated as an advance on future salary and their contracts toll. So Guidry's right will remain with the Cowboys. So he's saying, give me my bag.
You mean I can get $150K when I wasn't even guaranteed to make the team?
I wasn't
going to
make the team.
Yeah. I mean, I understand the thought of, hey, man, he's making a decision. I think that man's just looking out for himself.
Yeah.
Because what position does he play?
I'm going to get, I think he's a, he is a wide receiver.
On that roster, you already have a top three that's really good. Who's to say he would have made the team?
No. I'm getting my 150.
If I'm an undrafted free agent, I may be making this move.
It's not a bad move.
You mean you don't give me 150K and then I could still try out for the team next year?
And it counts against my next year? That's fine.
That's fine. Let's try this again next year when I've had a full offseason to train and get ready.
It's an advance on my future salary at Home Depot. Nope. You get your full check there, Stephen.
Look, I don't know about y'all. I feel like Stephen made the right move.
I think every
I would do it too.
Before you get cut, the Texans cut five guys that I'd never heard of yesterday.
Initially, people thought you can do 90 players. Now it's only 80.
80.
So if you feel like you're in that 80 to 90 range and you signed
it, I'm out.
Yeah. Take the deal. Take the money.
I get 150 of future money that I never am going to see.
And he could probably still be around the Cow. I don't know how it works. Can you still be around the team? If you opt out, you may just have to stay home.
You probably have to stay home. I don't know.
Yeah, but oh well. I didn't even have to practice once and you gave me 150K. Thank you.
Yeah. No, thanks. I appreciate it.
Why aren't all undrafted free agents doing that? Because coaches don't even get a preseason to look at you. And you think you're gonna make the roster?
Yeah.
Man. Hey, that ain't so ballsy. That's just smart. I like this kid.
I like him.
I respect it.
That is. That's how he's finessing the game.
Hey, you're gonna give me that out. And you're gonna let that little loophole stand. I'm unexploited.
So Lance's buddy, Kyle Brandt, who's on Good Morning Football.
Yeah, on the NFL Network.
On the NFL Network. He tweeted out, there's a segment of the NFL media that seems to be almost rooting for COVID to affect the season. They want it. They see the Marlins news and say, yep, lots of luck, football. These are people who make their livings off football. I don't get it. I don't know. Are there people? I don't know.
There is. I don't know about NFL media types because, you know, they also make their money off football. It doesn't help them if there's no football playing. But there is. I think there is some COVID porn that's going on. Like, not the Pornhub type, but like, hey.
Yeah.
Another issue occurred.
Look at
COVID sports porn. Look at this.
Shut it down.
Yeah, that type of thing. I do believe that exists for some people. I don't necessarily think it exists for media members who make their living doing this.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't help their cause any.
I don't know about that, Kyle, because here's the deal is, yeah, we make our money and do you want to be bored this whole bored like you were in the spring?
Yeah, I mean, basketball
this fall,
basketball only lasts until October.
I mean, I don't care about,
and hockey, I guess that's available too, but football's king. We know that to be the case.
Yeah. Those guys put their life on the line every game. I don't mind if they got a little added.
I don't like, where's my gavel? I don't like where this is going.
I don't care. I want to see football.
Art said your doctor friend's a chiropractor. your doctor was listening and talking about COVID.
I'm not going to tell him what kind of doctor he is. I'm just saying. Listen. Listen, we want football, Kyle.
Yeah,
Kyle. Your name, if your name is really Kyle,
I believe it is. I don't know who Kyle is.
If your name is really Brant, like Gil Brant.
Yeah, I don't think they're related. I don't know who Kyle has on his timeline, but I don't think anyone who does what he does for a living and makes their living doing it is hoping for football not to happen. Maybe he's got other people on his timeline who go, they shouldn't be playing. Sports isn't important right now. Maybe he sees those people. I don't think it's people who are writing or covering the game.
Probably not media. Although, there are holier-than-thou media members.
No,
and he may have talked to some. Yeah.
They exist.
Look at Miami.
But the overwhelming majority, or maybe they have concerns because maybe they're empathetic about what could happen to a player who catches it in the extreme cases as opposed to what it appears normally will happen. But ain't nobody rooting for no sports to be played.
No. Over under a number of Astros hit by the Dodgers this series.
Well,
two games. And I don't think, I mean, Walker Buehler and
depends on how the game
Dustin
going.
May. I don't know. We'll see. Yeah, I think that, well, I don't think the games are going to be going well for, I think they're going to be tight. I think they're going to be some pretty good scoring games, and I think they're going to be tight. Or maybe we might see some lower scoring games here. Although we got Fromber and who knows on the mound tomorrow. I don't predict many. I'm going to say three.
Yeah, what purpose
in the two-game series?
And really, you hit someone in the back with a baseball, and I mean, it's not even at home. You're on the road. There are no fans. Who are you playing to? What's the reaction going to be? You hit a guy in the back, and okay, I'll just take my base.
Yeah, in this series, you never know. It might be a warning even before the series starts.
Very possible. Although, I mean, not that the Dodgers would be stupid to come out and say, you know, I might hit a guy. I don't feel like that energy exists right now just because of everything that's going on. Not that I'm looking at the Dodgers on a daily basis, knowing what they're saying or talking about, but I don't know if that energy is in existence currently with the way we're going. I feel because I think either you brought it up or Lance brought it up right before opening day when the players are being announced at how somber it looked. The Astros won last night, and there wasn't a look of joy on their faces. It was like, all right, we won. Let's get out of here.
Well, no, it's business as usual. We beat Seattle.
Yeah, but
I think they were still pissed about losing to Seattle the night before.
Maybe, but even last season, this team, one of the reasons we loved them so much is the joy that they played.
Yeah.
It was just fun to watch them play. They won last night. It was like, okay.
I think that they're probably at war on them. And now what they're on a mission as opposed to, you know, we got to prove to everybody. And I think they are. I mean, you know they're not cheating. And look at the way they're hitting. Well, it was Graveman and it was the Seattle staff.
If it happens over this two-game series, I think, I mean, we feel a certain way about it. We know this team, they're hitters. We're not thinking about trash cans. But I think if they put it on the Dodgers, people realize, oh, wait a minute, they're actually really, really good. We should shut up about this, maybe.
Well, I will say this. I think that they're going to press more. Remember Carlos Correa, shut the F up, Bellinger.
Yeah.
I mean.
But that feels so long ago.
You know what? They're going to be, they looked at this schedule and said, oh, Dodgers, second series, here we go.
And hopefully it doesn't affect them in a negative way. And
right.
Come out here and just start, keep mashing. But back to the original thing. How many do you think? What?
I think three.
You think? Purposeful? You're thinking three?
No. Three hit by pitch.
That's what I'm
and
saying.
And that's just on because they get hit.
Yeah, I don't know if there will be some beanball thing going.
You
on.
Don't. Well, if it's out of hand, Kenley Jansen's in.
But he wouldn't be in the game, would he?
Well, maybe they put him in a 4-run game
just to do some stuff.
Maybe to do stuff. I don't know. I have to look and see how much work he's gotten so far. But I could see one in a. Hey. They were pissed. They were seriously pissed.
That's true. Who was part of the Dodger staff that was around in 17? We know Kershaw's not available. What have they had? A lot of roster turnover as far as their pitchers are concerned.
Julio Urias, Alex Wood. No, I mean, there has been a lot of.
So how many of those the position players have?
Trinan was with the A's.
Have remained the same. But as far as pitchers are concerned, who would have been most affected by?
Yeah, and Kershaw's not around. Kenley Jansen's only pitched one inning so far.
How many of these guys are even around?
Yeah.
maid is not there.
Yeah, I mean, honestly. 2017 postseason. Let's see, pitching.
I'm just going down the list. And
Hill, Jansen was around.
Yes, but Hill's not
Alex
there.
Wood was there. Stripling was there.
Did he get any? I guess it doesn't matter if he got any time since he was there.
Yeah, we're not facing Stripling, though.
No. So it would have to be. It has to be like family beef, where generational beef, where like, okay, it happened to these previous Dodgers, so we're going to take care of it. Because there's not a lot of guys in that pitching staff who are around.
You're not facing any of them. Kershaw's not there. The only one that you could face is Jansen.
Yeah. So we'll see if the new Dodgers carry the same beef.
Oh, and the hitters might go.
The hitters are there, so they would maybe let it be known, hey, get after this kid.
Yeah.
Like Walker Buehler was on the roster, but he wasn't. Was he even a part of the postseason?
He was not a part of the postseason.
No, he was, but he was there in 17, but didn't pitch in the postseason.
Oh, well, he would have gotten a ring.
True. Well, how many appearances do you have to make in baseball for that to happen? He played in 8 games. Is that enough to get a ring?
Maybe. Yeah, maybe. I mean, look at the Astros. They gave one to everybody.
Well,
they gave one to every fan.
That's true.
You know, he probably would get one. He wouldn't have gotten a postseason chair, probably.
Okay.
1028 ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. If you want to come in.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato.
See, Bro Bible did a 5 sports movie moments so unbelievable, they almost ruined the entire film. And 2 of them are from Your Mighty Ducks. Okay.
Well, it's a kids movie, so, I mean, okay, if you want to take it to task.
Goldberg's Knuckle Puck?
Well, yeah, it's one of the iconic moments from that movie, from the entire series. it's a cartoon. I mean, it's not a cartoon, but it's a kids movie. You know, you know what also ruins movies? When a dog plays football in Air Bud.
Oh, you're doubting Air Bud. What about the Flying V?
No. Why? They flew in, they skated in formation. Why is that so unrealistic?
Yeah, because you can't do that in a hockey game.
You can against other kids who don't get it. You can't do it in a real hockey game.
Yeah.
I protest against both of these.
Yeah, it's just stupid.
What? It's a kids movie. It's dumb. But the Flying V was cool.
Here they come. The Flying V. Gordy.
Gordon Bombay. Don't hate on that movie, man. Of course it's a kids movie. Dumb stuff happens.
Flying V, baby. Let's go. It's stupid.
It's awesome.
It says the entire plot from Rookie of the Year. Yeah, that was pretty stupid.
Yeah, the kid. Why are we relitigating kids' movies? Of course it's dumb. The kid gets in a bike accident and his arm becomes a 100-mile-an-hour throwing arm. Of course it's stupid.
Well, that's stupid. We can't do that. It's too stupid.
Did he go back and watch these as an adult? Of course it's dumb now, but as a kid, you're like, that's awesome.
I've never seen Revenge of the Nerds, but Poindexter's Javelin? Poindexter doesn't look like he could throw it 4 feet, let alone whatever he threw it. Yeah, Poindexter. The Revenge of the Nerds. I don't know. You were a Revenge of the Nerds guy?
Yeah, it was okay. I don't really care so much about him. Daniel says Air Bud played basketball. Do you know how many sequels there were to Air Bud? He played football too. He played almost all the
major
sports.
The field goal kicking donkey? That's not stupid.
Oh, that's not dumb? That didn't ruin it for you?
No.
Hey, Daniel, it was called Air Bud Golden Receiver. Yeah. Air Bud played football. I don't know if you know this. They created a whole franchise out of that dumb dog.
Did he play baseball too?
I'm sure he did.
The volleyball scene from Top Gun.
Well, yeah, they're playing in jean shorts, weren't they? That's not comfortable.
Yeah.
They're all greased up.
That was, did you ever see the breakdown of it? that how homoerotic this that is.
It's very homoerotic. They're oiled up. They're wearing tight shorts. Could you guess what the Air Bud baseball movie was called?
There was an Air Bud baseball movie?
Of course there was. And he played with a raccoon. Or at least he had a raccoon friend. Take a guess. You know it's a dog pun, so take a guess.
A dog pun?
Yeah.
Dog days of summer?
It's dumber than that.
You're what is it?
Clever. Air Bud seventh inning fetch.
See, that's too unbelievable. See, that's stupid.
You mean a... Yeah.
Now, if he plays football, if he's a wide receiver, that's different.
Yeah, Air Bud Golden Retriever. Or receiver, excuse me. Of course, that one's the most realistic of all the Air Bud movies.
Yeah. No. I there's absolutely no chance that that would happen. Air Bud playing baseball. That's stupid.
Yeah, Air Bud basketball was the original, and then they made all these sequels.
Yeah. Stop already. Okay? Like, Air Bud can't play all those sports.
You know how we take issue with parents who make their kids specialize in one thing? Not Air Bud's owner.
Nope.
Multifaceted athlete.
Nope. So, apparently, according to this, looking at this story, this came out today, Connor Byrne, it says that Chris Stavinsky is dealing with an elbow.
Yeah, I saw that. I think I saw that tweeted out yesterday. And people are like, what the hell? Although other people are like, well, okay.
Of all the elbows, I'm actually.
That's the one you're least concerned about?
Well, yeah. I'm more concerned. We haven't seen Ryan Pressly. That's concerning to me. Obviously, Justin Verlander. Austin Pruitt, who is supposed to come on and be, you know. Brad Peacock has got, I think he's a shoulder. Roberto Osuna has had his issues. But he's back now. Is he a little heavier to you?
A little bit.
I think during the pandemic, I think he was eating more than he was.
Can't
throwing.
Work out. You start snacking.
And that you like his. What do you think about his new do?
Yeah, take it or leave it.
Huh?
Take it or leave it. Don't really care. I'm now locked in on all the Air Bud offshoots. There was Air Bud.
Are you in an Air Bud
wormhole? There's Air Bud World Pup. Because he plays soccer. They also and Christina
World Pup.
Yeah, Christina pointed out that they also did stuff with his kids. They're called the Air Buddies.
Oh my god.
Yes, they're Snow Buddies. Look, man, Air Bud, that was a franchise. Who made all that money off of one? Actually, multiple dumb dogs. But yeah. I'm not all that concerned about Davinsky's elbow because it means less Davinsky.
Mm.
Isn't that what it means?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't want him to be hurt.
No.
Come back as soon
as I don't want him to come in the eighth of a one-run game anymore.
Pitch him in games where you're either burning up innings or you're up by like 8 runs.
Mm-hmm. Look up the movie Double Teamed and watch her move.
No, TJ.
No.
Not doing that.
No. Rudy making Notre Dame. That was real. That really happened.
Unrealistic. So there's some question about Steven Guidry, what he did, because another undrafted rookie opted out, but he's not getting his money. According to Pro Football Talk, right. Anthony McKinney opts out.
But he's not eligible.
Pellicero reports that undrafted rookies aren't eligible for the same $150,000 salary advance as veteran players. So, apparently, Guidry isn't getting his money. He just opted out for health reasons, apparently.
Well, this says, now, I don't know. This says, Steven Guidry has informed the team, players who are not deemed high risk receive $150,000 stipend. This is Pro Football Talk.
Maybe veteran players. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe there's a reason that the other dude isn't.
Yeah, because Pelissero's NFL Network is reporting that rookies or undrafted free agents, undrafted rookies aren't eligible for the same advance as veterans. So maybe it's a veteran thing to protect. Of course, the NFLPA took care of their guys who they know as opposed to the guys who haven't spent any time in the league.
Yep.
Although that one, the one we talked about, was very detailed about how his money was going to get pushed for. Was going to be count towards his total deal, so I'm not sure.
Right. NFL Network didn't say that. They said any player, but apparently undrafted free agent rookies are not eligible. Oh well, I don't listen. Then he's like, wait a minute.
Is that, you sure about that?
Wait.
Hey, maybe
you know what? I'm going to reconsider this.
Maybe I should try to make the team.
I'm going to reconsider. You know what? I'm going to help my team. I felt bad. I was sitting at home.
For all of what? 4 hours?
Mom said, what you doing? You got to go help that team.
Yeah. But mom, I'm just undrafted. Hey, you don't know what's going to happen.
No.
You don't know what COVID could do to a roster. Yeah. So apparently it's not as big of a finesse as we thought.
Well, I kind of liked it better when it was a great finesse.
So did I.
Oh well, that sucks. 713-780-3776. The Astros and Dodgers tonight. You got Walker Buehler and Framber Valdez. To see, this didn't turn out the way I hoped.
It doesn't really feel like
the
rematch we've all been waiting for.
No, it was supposed to be. Actually, this was supposed to be Josh James' game because Urquidy was in the four hole. And it was supposed to be Verlander in game two against Kershaw. And now it's Trey's older brother against Joe Biagini. I mean, honestly.
I hope it's not Joe Biagini.
Well, who's going to be? You only want the guy for one inning.
Oh, yeah, your starter.
Yeah.
I guess. Can he get through one inning? Because he didn't feel like he could get through
You're
going
to have to. You have everybody. Everybody's on board, except Davinsky. It's his elbow. So, sorry about that.
Are you sorry?
Are you,
Mary, what do you think about this?
Are you, though?
Yes, I'm sorry. Yes, I'm sorry about it.
Are you, though?
Yeah.
Now that you, Mary's got a point.
Now that you put the tough question to you.
Mary's got a point. Yeah, I just was hoping that this would be, and instead, now it's got a chance, although Walker Buehler's a good pitcher, it's got a chance to have be a, 9-8 game. That would be fun, though.
And it probably fits the Astros better if it's 9-8, because I don't know if they're winning, if it's a pitching duel, they're not winning that.
No, although the first two games, they did only, the Dodgers lost two to the Giants.
Not a great start for them.
The Dodgers are coming here. That's a crappy team. Didn't have Buster Posey.
Yeah, the Dodgers planned on having David Price and Clayton Kershaw, and they don't have
either of them. Yeah, so this whole Dodger thing.
What? We're not afraid of the Dodgers.
We ain't scared. They're the biznotches.
Well, that's aggressive, but.
I ain't scared of them. They were biznotches the whole offseason. I mean.
I'm looking for a golden sombrero for Cody Bellinger.
Ooh.
I'm looking for
again?
Yeah.
How many times is he going to have to do that to convince you that he's not that good?
I believe he's not that good. I just want added confirmation. Let's strike out four times.
That would be totally sweet. Hey, Cody, does it sound familiar? Golden Sombrero? Sound familiar here? What's that got to do with banging trash cans? You sucked.
I would like it to happen over. Hey, maybe he combines for 8 strikeouts over 2 games.
Honestly, you sucked, and you're going to be over there throwing stones? If they had to depend on your offense, Cody Bellinger, then you wouldn't have won a game. I mean, honestly, you sucked. So, man, I hope Framber hits him. How many times are the Astros pitchers going to hit Dodgers hitters?
For all that noise they were talking?
Yeah.
Well, we don't.
You want to talk some?
Is Framber the guy to do that? If McCullers was on the mound,
he probably would.
Yeah, he would have popped someone. Just to let it be known. When he's not being effing nasty, hit someone with the fastball.
Right.
But I don't know if Framber.
Or let a curveball gets away. Maybe a slider.
I'm not looking for a curveball to get away. I want people to know you did it.
Yeah, I know. You got to do it sneaky.
But a curveball is not fun.
No, a slider.
That ain't funny.
Slider
either.
That didn't slide.
I would like people to say, oh, Lance McCullers hit that dude on purpose. And then Lance McCullers say, yeah, I did.
Yeah. And?
He was talking. And I don't like when guys talk.
Well, except he don't have to bat. And guess what? The Astros have to go to Dodger Stadium later.
That's true.
Yeah. I don't think you wanted that. I don't think you want that for your hitters.
Hey, I'm not the one. Hey, I'm looking for any entertainment I can get out of it.
But I'm going to tell you this. Better protect them hitters, Astros pitchers.
If someone gets hit and it's
better protect them.
Purposeful, don't let it slide.
Yep. That was an issue in the Astros locker room back in the day. Roy and... Bagwell and Biggio and those guys felt like, hey, we ain't getting any protection over here. come on, boys, start hitting people. We got to get some protection here. That was an issue. That was a real issue in the locker room. I wonder what it would be like. I wonder what it would be like for this team. The Astros get hit tonight and tomorrow. Do you think they're going to want them to retaliate?
Will the young pitchers do it?
I think the young pitchers would try to make the name for themselves with those guys in that locker room.
You know what? What this early baseball season needs is a beanball war.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
If they start throwing at each other, hey, it's on.
Like, below, shoulder down, everything. Let's not hurt anyone for real, but I would appreciate it.
Well, that'd be fun. We got a lead tomorrow morning.
And everyone will be talking about the Astros for another week.
Mm-hmm.
About how much they hate them, and I wouldn't mind it.
1045 ESPN 97.5. News of the Weird coming your way next. Don't you go anywhere.
Uh-huh. ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. So there's a couple of good stories here, News of the Weird stories. I went and toured when we were in LA. I went and toured the Warner Brothers lot. Saw a lot of cool stuff. One of the places we stopped was the Ellen DeGeneres set.
Did you sense the racism when you got there?
Not. I could tell you this. One of the things that was said was what a biznot she is.
By who?
People that were that are there.
Like tour guides or something?
Yeah. I think it was just common knowledge there. Is that, yeah. Oh, well, the thing was is that you could only, and she wasn't even there. And there was only certain times that you could go there and you had to be quiet. Just in case
she walked through, or
yes.
Something.
And if she does walk through, we know what it's her. If she does walk through, then please don't call for her or to say anything to her. It was oh my God, the queen.
Avert your eyes.
Yes, and she was. It's just like, and now she's getting alleged racism and intimidation on the show.
And she was, you know. Look at Ellen dancing all around.
Mm-hmm.
She's doing all the pranks because everyone loves being on Ellen. And then now all those Hollywood people got to cancel Ellen.
Not anybody that worked there didn't want to be there.
No.
Not anybody that worked there. She is a biznotch. Research shows how Americans feel about wearing face masks. 4 in 10 wouldn't consider donning a face mask covering when shopping, despite being surrounded by other people. A study of 2,000 adults found 1/3 feel self-conscious at the thought of wearing a mask when leaving the house. For ugly people, don't you think a mask is a positive?
You know, I haven't considered what an ugly person, how they can benefit from it. But I don't, initially I was like, oh, I got to put a mask on. Not because it was...
I think I feel better about myself.
If you're an ugly person?
Yeah.
Putting on a mask, it was more an inconvenience of always remembering to have it. But once I got in the habit of it, I don't feel self-conscious on it. Because you know what? Most of the people I'm around are wearing one anyway. And I'm not even thinking about the people who aren't. I'm not concerned about them judging me. Some people got their priorities all the way screwed up.
Yeah.
All the way. Why do you care? Why are you self-conscious? But your theory, are you going to go pull ugly people and ask them, do you feel better with the mask on?
Yeah, I think so. Hey, well, let's get 2,000 ugly people together and we'll pull them. Hey, how you feel about wearing this mask? Pretty good.
How you got to get them together? By telling them they're ugly?
Don't you think? Like, it's a butter face? You know, she's got, she's going pretty good. Yeah, the butterface.
I know what it is. I know what it is because I remember it from like the
from fourth grade.
Yeah. Yes, I know what a butterface is. But how do you,
don't you think those people feel good?
But how do you congregate 2,000 people by telling them that they're ugly and then pulling them?
Well, they know.
Well, there that is.
You love a good pizza slice, Del?
I love pizza, yes.
How about 12? Whether you're going to Thanksgiving dinner or an all-you-can-eat buffet, researchers have good news for foodies. A new study involving pizza finds people can eat much more than what normally makes them feel full without causing health problems.
Huh.
Yeah.
I haven't done that so much as I've eliminated just eating crust. Probably adds my ability to throw another slice down when I'm not eating. I don't always not eat crust, but I've found not eating, I don't miss eating it.
This is one food they say, despite all the extra calories and fat, the British team finds men don't suffer any immediate health issues when overindulging occasionally. Thank you.
What is immediate health issues?
Like, I don't know. Right away, you won't go to the hospital.
Oh, yeah, because they didn't say anything about the couple pounds you'll put on by overeating.
Mm-hmm. Apparently, there was one good thing that came out of Fauci's pitch. Topps says it's outselling Vlad Guerrero's card.
The windup?
The Fauci pitch. No, they've got a pitch of him actually throwing. And it says it's outselling the Vlad Guerrero card
Vlad
right now.
Guerrero Jr.?
Yeah. Or Vlad's. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, why? Look, I'm not into baseball cards anymore, but why would Vlad Guerrero's card be selling?
I don't.
The senior, why would his card be selling now? What does that say? Fauci's card is outselling a retired baseball player's card?
Okay, apparently. Apparently, the world's most identical twins, have you ever seen them?
No.
They look kind of, I don't know. They look kind of fake, but there's a lot of fake to them. Like, they're really curvy girls.
They went in for surgery to look more identical?
I don't know if they went in for surgery, but they don't look real. They almost look like dolls. Apparently, they share the same boyfriend, though, and they're planning on getting pregnant at the same time.
I would ask, what is wrong with him? What is wrong with him? Why would you want to impregnate?
They're actually not. You get both of them.
No, I get it, but why would you want to impregnate him? So, wait a minute. So, you have the benefit, if you want to call it this, of two girlfriends. And you want to impregnate them both at the same time?
Identical twins?
Like, these two nuts decided they were okay with their boyfriend being in a relationship with their sister. They're in a throuple. That's what they are.
Mm-hmm. But how do you get pregnant at the same exact time?
Like maybe he goes from one to the other, 30 minutes apart.
Or they do it surgically.
That's the only guarantee, right?
Yeah.
Because even that's not guaranteed, but how do you plan it so he does it?
That's the only way you could do
you,
it.
You, and then
it's implanted.
An hour later, he's with you.
Well, that's an hour later.
So
that's not at the same time.
Are they going to have two nurses or doctors implanting them at the same time?
At the same time. We want it done at exactly this time.
Yeah, they aren't weird at all.
No, wait. They're both with the same guy, and they're identical twins.
No, that wasn't weird to me. This part
is weird. That's not weird?
The other stuff wasn't
weird. Wait a minute. Two sisters, twins, with the guy? That's not weird?
No.
Doing the guy at the same time?
I did they say they're doing that?
Yeah. They have the same boyfriend.
But are they in bed together? I don't think so.
Well, I don't know. What if Earl Thomas? No.
What if Earl Thomas and his brother?
And his brother.
That'd be perfect for them. But they want the same guy, though.
Same guy.
They don't want anything to be different.
It's too weird.
Is that weird, John?
There's something about them.
They've got a knockoff Kardashian vibe to them.
Yeah. There's something about them. They're just too weird.
I think you need to reanalyze this and figure out if it's weird or not. Are you sure?
Yeah. It's kind of weird.
Okay.
10:56. We're done. ESPN 97.5. The press box is next right here. Don't you go anywhere. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
This is Heisman Trophy winner Troy Smith, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5. Go Bucks.